Warm welcome everyone to another episode of the Business and Dreams podcast. For those who don't know, my name is Camilla
My name is Vandala.
and we are the founders of Business and Dreams, and we are so happy to do another episode where we focus on personal development and professional development so you can create that dream life that is like your wildest dreams. That's our goal with this podcast. How are you
Yes,
today, Vandala?
I am good, but the real question is, how are you? You are dream living your dream life right now. Tell us all about it. You know what I mean.
I am really living my dream life. I am currently located in France, in south of France, and it is because I decided to work from here for a full month. And this is truly a dream coming true. We have created a business that have allowed us to be location independent, and we had that for some while now, but I haven't really utilized it until this very moment.
Love it. You said to me it was like you had received a prize, but you hadn't collected it yet, or something like
Exactly.
that.
That's how I felt when I was doing it. And it has been a game changer. Just the different ideas, the creativity, the perspective I do just from changing location. Because I was in Sweden, in Stockholm specifically, for about 1.5 year without even going outside of the city. Just once I did it. And I realized that it does so much just to change your location for your mind. So I'm so incredibly happy that I made this decision. And I've seen so many changes. Also, for instance, one thing I noticed lately is that I don't feel the same need, for instance, to watch TV or watch Netflix. I've been a bit defensive about that. I'm like, I don't like people who say, like, don't waste time on Netflix. Like, I still want my cozy, movie time. But now I realize when I have the possibility here to walk next to the beach, to enjoy the ocean more, then I feel so satisfied with that as, as a break, as relaxation. I don't even need that entertainment at the same level anymore. That was very interesting that I noticed with myself.
Oh, wow, your ocean is your new TV, your new
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's
I
so
switched it up.
nice. I feel it's the same way when you're like having a lot of exciting things to do and you're really like enjoying yourself, then your need for social media also decreases. Have you seen a shift in that as well, like Instagram and
I haven't felt that.
everything?
I still like to go on social media from time to time, but that might be because I don't have as much friends here as I had in Sweden, so it's kind of fun to also stay connected and updated to what my friends are up to.
Yeah,
So
but
I kind of like that.
you're making friends though in France. I've
I
seen on
am. I
Instagram. Tell
am, and
us.
I am so happy about that because I really like to create like really my dream lifestyle here, which also includes a lot of socializing. And I have met a woman who lives here, and she is very inspiring because she has this journey of that she has been working a lot, been working very hard with her companies, and then it came to a point where it was like, I can't do this anymore. So she was reconstructing her whole life to work also location independent, not have days full of meetings, not having to manage a lot of people. So now she lives also this very freedom-based lifestyle. And it's very rare to find people who do that. And for her, it was a lot because she was almost forced to, because she worked so hard, it wasn't possible. And it's just such a beautiful example when something like bad, so to speak, can lead to something better. Because now she has a lifestyle she wouldn't even think was possible before. So it was really a turning point for her that allowed her to have to create her business in a totally different way than she did before, where she was like stressed out from her business.
Wow, that's so nice. And she's living there like full time.
Yeah, so she also just wanted to try for a little bit to live in the south of France, and then she loved it so much, so she was like, why should I go back? So now she has been here since beginning of this year and renting an apartment here. So she's living here full time now and running her
Wow.
business completely remotely from here. And I think it's so powerful meeting like-minded women who have actually created their dream lifestyle and showing that it's possible. And that's really what we want to do as well, because we know that that's what we want to do in Business and Dreams Academy, that women who dream about this, about the location independence, living a soft life, taking time for their mental health and physical health and everything, all important aspects in their life while building a thriving business. So I really love now that I can, I help with that, and also to surround myself with other women who are also living that lifestyle
Yeah,
and showing that's possible.
exactly. And I remember when we had these calls for women who are interested in Business and Dreams Academy, like a very common answer was to be able to spend maybe 1 or a few months abroad. And specifically, France was mentioned a lot, and Italy as well. So I think you're really living a lot of people's dream life right now. And that is in itself very inspiring to see that you're actually, you're showing what's possible. And now you're surrounding yourself with other people too who are showing what's possible. So love that. So exciting.
Yes, exactly. And I actually had one participant in BDA DMing me and saying, oh my God, you wrote about this in the community letter and now you're living it. So it is really a dream coming true. And I was doing a meditation at the beach yesterday. I had been for a run, and then I went swimming in the ocean. It is a bit cold, but it's still not as cold as a real cold swim. So it's like very nice temperature where you still feel that adrenaline from the cold water. So I was doing that, and then I went up on the beach and I was gonna go back, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna stay with my feet in the sand and do a guided meditation. And usually I love to do this future you meditation that you also loved, that you did, where you visualize your future self and you see what your future self will tell you to do, etc. And I've been loving to do that one lately. But then when I was sitting there with my feet in the sand and I was thinking about what I should meditate about, I was like, no, I'm not going to do that, because everything felt like I was already in my goal. You know what I mean? I don't need to dream about the next step. So instead, I put on a gratitude meditation where you just focus on being grateful, because that felt so right for me in that moment, because I was like, this is the present moment I've been dreaming about. I shouldn't spend this time on the future. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. So that was really a moment where, like, I don't want to think about the next step. I just want to be grateful for this moment. So that's what I did.
Wow, sounds so nice. What were you grateful about? Like, do you remember something in specific that you were like, oh my God, this, like that feeling?
No, but it was just like a moment of gratitude of being able to be here working remotely with my passion and enjoying the ocean. I really love the ocean. I get so much energy from it. And it was just, I just wanted to take a moment to be grateful for that moment. So it was a meditation. I just looked on Spotify, like gratitude meditation. And then there are these 8 minutes or 10 minutes where they just tell you, like, to be grateful for small things, and they guide you through it. So I think that's amazing meditation you can do anytime to shift your mindset also.
Wow, that is I love that. I have so many thoughts around that, but I also want to start talking about that topic. So maybe let's spare my thoughts for another time. But I absolutely love that. But yeah, maybe we should deep dive actually into the topic of today, because maybe that could be a bit related, I think, to what we have talked about now in
It
some
is
ways.
definitely, yes, because I've been thinking about lately about the law of attraction and attracting your dream life. And I mean, this is one of my biggest interests ever. I get so happy when someone talks about law of attraction or have read The Secret. But I want to clarify something regarding that that I think can be a reason why some people are not attracting their dream life, even though they have it in their mind, kind of what they want. And that is the difference between wanting something and being something, that you don't attract what you want, you attract who you are. And what I mean by that is that so many people could walk around and say, like, I want so much money and I want to do this and that. And that will not always lead to getting that. And the reason for that is that who you are is based on the ideas you believe to be true. So the beliefs that you have accepted to be true. And some might have beliefs that are not aligned with what they want. And if those are not aligned, you will still not get what you want, no matter how much you want it. And if the beliefs contradicts that. So for example, many people maybe want a lifestyle where they can feel, inner peace and freedom, like inner, harmony, for instance. But they think that they don't have the belief that it's possible today, for instance. They believe that I have to work super hard, I have to build up this big company through pushing myself and forcing myself there, and then I will work so hard and earn a lot of money, and then through the money I will feel inner freedom afterwards, for instance. If that is what they believe to be true, that that's how it works, which a lot of people do, they won't attract that inner freedom today, because they believe all the other things have to happen first. But if you have the belief that it's the opposite way, that you have the belief that when you are feeling inner freedom and peace and harmony, the result of that will be the money. So it's the opposite way. If that's what you believe is to be true, then that is what you will attract into your life. So then you will, feel that inner peace, and you will get the money because you believe it to be possible and to work that way.
So interesting. Yes.
Yes.
So we attract what we believe is true in life.
Yeah, what we like assume to be how it works, So if you believe that, for instance, you have to almost burn yourself out in order to accomplish something, that's the circumstances, the people, the ideas, the actions you will take that will lead you there. But if you believe that you actually can work less, for instance, and earn more, then those ideas will come to you, etc. So it's not enough to want to work less
Exactly.
and earn more.
I
You
can imagine
need to
that some
believe
people.
that it's possible. Yeah. Yeah, say.
Exactly. Yeah, but I can imagine I'm the devil's advocate here.
Yes.
And I can imagine someone listening to this and be like, okay, sounds great. I should change my belief that first I have this inner peace and harmony and happiness, and then I'll become wealthy. And if that is my conviction, then that will be my reality. But then you could say like, okay, once I believe that I can fly, I will fly. I'm kidding, but like some people maybe listen to this and be like, no, but that is impossible. Like, how could that be true? Like they can't even make themselves, give it a chance to even believe it's true. So how would you maybe describe it to them for people who can't believe that first you get this inner peace and happiness and then you will get the money?
But that's what I realized, why it's, I mean, people talk about that all the time, like role models, it's so important with role models. But now I really understand it on a deeper level, because then, I mean, some people manage to believe it's true without seeing anyone has done it before, you know? And that is truly inspiring on another level. And that's how all, you know, all the innovations in today's society were created, you know? No one had seen it until it was there, you know. So the Wright brothers had to believe it was possible to fly with an airplane, but they didn't have any proof at all. But they couldn't create it if they didn't believe it was possible. I mean, that just would never have happened, you know. Imagine putting
Exactly.
all that effort, all that work, like that would never ever happen. So they had to start with belief and faith that it possible. And the same comes for all technology, the light bulb, you know, everything that's been ever created. Someone started with that step. But if you're gonna do something that is not, you know, something no one has ever done before, you have to, I mean, that's what I love to, like, for instance, with also the members club, like, for instance, Joella Skog, that we bring up every time. She has, you know, everyone almost is, when they sell coaching program, they do it through sales calls, for instance. And she believed like it will be possible without the sales calls. And now she has done it without the sales calls. And that allows other people to see that, okay, I can also believe it's possible to sell a coaching program without a call, a sale call. And then you can surround yourself with women who show you what is possible, and you have them close to you, so you can, you don't even have to think for yourself, is it possible? You can just see with your own eyes, it is possible. You know what I mean? And then you start really believing that, instead of believing, you know, maybe what majority people are doing. You pick these, they are maybe a minority right now, but you pick these and you focus on them and their reality, like they are showing you it's possible. Or it could be revenue goals as well, that you see someone make a certain amount of money and you see that they are not burnt out or have a boring job, and you see that it is possible, they are showing it, you know, and start to believe that for yourself.
That is great, great, great one. As you said, there are people who have done something when they don't have any evidence or role model showing it that's possible. That has happened. So if you actually have role models around you, then for sure it is possible for you too.
Exactly. Exactly. But the problem is that I think most of these beliefs are subconscious. So you might be telling yourself, like, yes, I can do it and I want it. But on a subconscious level, you still don't really sure if it's possible, you know? So that's the hardest part of this, I think, to be aware of your subconscious beliefs, because those are the ones that could be in your way without you not even knowing it.
So question here then. So let's say that I want to have more freedom and I want to at the same time earn more. So I want to maybe work less, I want to be location independent, and I want to earn more at the same time. And that's what I say. Like I say that I want this, but how do I know that I have these subconscious beliefs?
I mean, first of all, if you don't have the results yet, because those are the only ones that are holding you back. Because I mean, the money is already there, you know, the possibilities are already there. It's just a matter of you becoming that person. And it all starts with your subconscious beliefs. Because the results come from your behavior, and the behavior comes from your subconscious mind. So if you don't have the results, there is things there. And then you need to find out what those are. And that's when you have to always be very, you know, notice your thoughts, you know. If for instance you will 10x that goal and say, like, I want to work 1 hour a day and earn millions, let's say that. And then your mind would say, no, that wouldn't be possible because XYZ. Then you have maybe some clues what your limiting beliefs are. Maybe that's no, because my mom said I have to work hard, or no, because it won't be possible because blah blah blah. And then you have some beliefs there that are stopping you.
Exactly. And I also know that if you can also just look at your emotions about something. So let's say that you have this goal, but when you think about it, you maybe get frustrated or maybe get jealous of other people who have achieved this goal. Then it means that something is not aligned with your subconscious beliefs and this goal. So that is also a way to look at it. Your emotions tell a lot because your thoughts, they will create your emotions, and that's why you can tell from your thoughts what from your emotions what your thoughts are.
Exactly. And when you have removed these, it should be like you should feel like the goal is already accomplished. You should feel like you already see yourself as that person. And you should feel like you already have all feelings already now. And if you feel like, oh, I'm so miserable, I don't like my situation, but I want this, then you are not that person yet. So it's so important that distinguish between what you want and who you are. That's why I realized lately on a deeper level how important working with your beliefs are, because one thing is never enough. It's the only thing that is holding you back from making that reality is your limiting beliefs and the beliefs that are not aligned with that reality.
Yes, love it. So true. And so for anyone listening to this and they want to change this and actually become that person who attracts what they want, what would your like final advice be, maybe?
So my advice is, for those who are not clear with what you want, absolutely start there, because some people have not even made that step. So first, of course, be specific what you want, and sometimes that is enough. I need to tell you that sometimes it's enough just to be specific what you want. But if you have been specific with what you want for a time and you're still not seeing any results or those results you want, then you need to look at what is blocking you, and you need to become aware of what your beliefs are that are not aligned with you reaching this goal. So try to find out these and work with these, and that's how you can unlock that reality for you.
Bam, so good.
Bam.
That was really, really good. And I'm so happy that you're leading by example now, that because I know that you have had this dream of living in France for a while, and this has really been, as you said, like when you did this meditation, I know that your future self meditation has always been living in France and being close to the water. So
Yes,
I'm so happy that you're
exactly.
like, okay, this is the moment, that you're not like, okay, but in the future, like that makes so much sense. So yes, I think it's so inspiring that you have made your dream life your reality now.
I really have, because when I started doing this future you meditations, it was around 5 years ago, and I was always dreaming about 5 years ahead, which is now. And then there was all these things like that inner calmness, France, I saw the sunshine, everything. And then when this summer, I was like, where are all these things? All these things, they were gonna come, and they hadn't come. And that was the summer. And now it's a few months later, and almost everything is there,
I
So
love
that
it.
was so cool to see what so many things can happen in just a few months, but also when you have that long-term vision.
Oh my God. For those of you listening, I've told Camilla so much that I want to see so much content from this trip now. And I think you will upload. You just came to France, but I think that this is so inspiring for me as well, but I think for all of us listening to this. So yeah, so exciting. And thank you for sharing all of this and also this insight. That is really, really powerful for those of you who also want maybe have a dream of a similar thing, like maybe moving abroad and having your company and running it location independent. So I love this topic.
Yes, and I hope your takeaway is that your dreams are possible. They really are. And that's the understanding we hope for you to develop throughout this podcast, because everyone can say it, but you need to really understand it on a deeper level, in order to be able to rely on that, that you rely on the fact that it's possible, not just what someone says or your friend says it's possible or we say it's possible. It's because you understand the mechanism how to make a dream a reality. And that's what you should rely on. So those are my last words for you for listening to this podcast. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.